This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Auntie Olaiwola. The Lord said, I should say to you, it's a season of laughter. I want the body of Christ. You know, when I say the body of Christ, we have different people here. This is a conglomeration of different sets of churches. Different sets making a whole. I want you to stretch forth your hands and prophesy. For the next 3 years, it will be the years of laughter over this woman. There will be major restorations, and your battles are over. You will answer your enemies at the gate now. You will speak a word, and the Lord will bring it to pass. There is life being given to your life. There is life being given to your life. There is life being given to your life, and there is a structure that God is adding to your structure. God is adding, you see, I don't want to say some things I see God doing, even with your body now. But as I speak, there's a surgical operation going on in your body. And I don't know if your husband is in the building. There's a major restoration. I hear the Lord say, I should tell you, no more rejection. For you, no more rejection. For your wife, it's the season of laughter. He said the season of rejection is over. And the Lord said, I should tell you, dust your feet and go back to work. He said, dust your feet and go back to work. For you're about to see my hand like you've never seen before. Dust your feet and go back to work. The things that seem to be far, they are closed now, says the Lord. What seems to be far is closed. I'm releasing grace upon you, says the Lord. And I'm going to cause your wife to... You see, the Lord is telling me to say it. I see the Lord touching her pelvic. I see the Lord touching her pelvic. I didn't want to say it. He said, say it. I see the Lord expanding the pelvic. And the Lord said, I should say to you, and your wife is the season of laughter. But for you, dust your feet and walk again. You will see increase. You will see multiplication, saith the Lord. I saw somebody whose name is called Benga in the overflow. I kept quiet, but the Lord kept troubling me. You are in the overflow. You had to do something with you have a business, and this business deal had to do with a partner. And the partner of yours betrayed you. Benga in the overflow. Can you be bold enough today to come out? I don't ask people to come out normally, but if this Benga that is in the overflow and you can hear me, you did a business, you had a business with a business partner, but it turned out to be a betrayal. Wherever you are, Benga, I will continue. When you are here, tell any of the pastors that you are the Benga I'm talking about. I have a message from the Lord for you, and I want to deliver it in your ears, to your hearing. I don't know who I'm talking to, but this session is dedicated to dealing with businesses that spells have been cast upon. You know, the first time why is your name hanging? I'm on a frequency, so I was trying to come back to your name. Holy Ghost, have mercy. Reverend John. When Reverend John was speaking, he talked about dying businesses, all right? Dying businesses as a result of wrong decisions, dying businesses as a result of one thing or the other. But this session, we want to deal with businesses that spells have been casted on. Maybe you went to deal a business and you had a competitor that cast a spell on you or cast a spell on that business. Because while I was here, I saw so many corporate affairs certificates, and the Lord was just bringing them to me and showing me. He says, son, go and deal with this matter. It seems to me that God is in a hurry to bless your businesses. I cannot hear your amen. Amen. The louder, the better. Amen. Benga from the overflow. You look young. Are you the one? Overflow. I will catch you now. This is your business partner. Is he abroad? He's abroad. You are the one. That's why I don't give all the name. I don't give the whole thing. I will keep some to find out the person. Because the Lord said, this person is abroad and he betrayed you. Okay. Number one, you have been bitter. And God said, you should forgive the person. He said, he will judge him. He will judge him. I don't know the kind of judgment, and I will not prophesy the judgment. But he said, he will judge him. Number two, he said, I should tell you that he's going to give you a woman you don't deserve. A wife. You are not married. So he will give you a wife you don't deserve. That is the reward of the betrayer. Number three, he said, I should tell you, you'll be in the forefront of the sector he will plant you in the next 10 years. He will give you your horn. And he said, you will fly all the way from the overflow he called you. And he said, I should tell you today, you are like Joseph. He's changing your garment. It will be a miraculous turnaround. Your horn is about to board. Your horn is about to board. It's about to board. Your horn is about to board, says the Lord. Your horn is about to board in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. Benga, go and prosper. Go and stand out. Let her that will come, O God, let her come. Let her not tarry. The damsel that will bring beauty, stability, and glory unto this man. Let her come. Let her come in the name of Jesus. Many businesses under spell. When my brother Jangfa came up, he spoke boisterously. But are there businesses here in the woods because of one spell or the other? There will be a movement upon the trees. God will cause a stirring right now. And every business that is under one spell or the other, you are coming out. If you have competitors who are chanting, who are pouring libations and making declarations, I want to say to you today, the Bible says, whose report shall you believe? So we will believe the report of the Lord, the Most High God. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every spell on your business, every spell on your career, today is broken. I'm going to ask you to do some prayers of affirmation with me tonight. Because the Bible says, by the words of your mouth you are judged, and by the words of your mouth you are condemned. And the Bible says, we should decree a thing and it shall be established. And that today, every declaration you bring, the Lord will establish it in the name of Jesus. I am seeing cars in front of me. Wait. Don't be excited yet. I'm seeing cars. There is a man in this building. If your name is Wale and you deal with cars, please come. You deal with cars. I want to destroy that spell first. Let's start with that man. I see somebody who is in automobile. You sell used cars. Wale, you sell used cars. Please, if you are here, or help me online, if there's somebody like that online. I know when God is showing me things. You are Wale, you deal with not auto parts. You sell used cars. I see this Wale, and I see that you are separated from your wife. I see that you are separated from your wife, and the Lord wants to take off that spell right now. I don't want you to be ashamed. Wale, you are separated from your wife. If you are not separated from your wife, don't bother to come here. There is something God wants to take off from you. Pastor Abe, if you are on the feed of RCN Lagos online, and is it Uncle Freaky? Uncle Freaky is online too, right? Freaky, you can help me check if there is anybody like that. I am sure of what I'm saying. And this man that is separated from his wife, let me just roll it out because I have permission from heaven to do that now. There is a spell on you from a young lady you met with, and that has diverted you from your wife, and your business is coming down very fast because of the sin of adultery. So the Lord said, your increase is being rooted out because of this affair. And this affair is not an ordinary one. It's an affair that has been casted on you through spell. But in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we destroy it. I cannot hear your amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we destroy it. That today we release you, Wale. We declare over you, we release you from that spell. Whether they call it Kaya Mata or Mata Mata or Maza Maza, whatever they call it from the IG and the people that sells it to these ladies, and it has come to arrest you. Today we arrest it. I said today we arrest it in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Somebody repeat after me, the hand of the Lord is coming upon my business. The presence of God is coming upon my business. What does that mean? I will exalt you and I will prophesy. What does that mean? The scripture is speaking to us in the book of Genesis chapter 39. And that they captured Moses, they captured Joseph, and they took him down unto Egypt. And there they sold him unto one man called Potiphar. And when they sold this man unto Potiphar, scripture speaking to us said that he came into Potiphar's house and Potiphar made him a chief in that family. And that everything that was in that house, Potiphar could testify that the Lord had blessed his household because of Joseph. And the Bible said, and the Lord was with Joseph and he prospered. Help me repeat, Lord, I deal in business by divine presence. Oh no, you don't get it. I deal in business by divine presence. Oh, I deal in business by divine presence. Just as you will not see any business tycoon writing in his book to say that one of the things that will affect your business as a believer is sin, so also you will not see any business tycoon writing in his textbook that one of the ways to prosper is by the presence of God. The Bible says Joseph prospered in that house because of the presence of God. Even though there was an enchantment, even though there was a coat of many colors that was taken away from him, but there was something you couldn't take, and that thing is called divine presence. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with power and the Holy Ghost. He went about preaching and he went about healing those that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. For the Lord who is with our fathers also shall be with us. The Bible says he prospered, for the presence of God was with him. Is there a business here that is starved of presence? Maybe the presence over the business over the years has been demonic presence. When people are coming, they pass and they go to the next junction. I said no more. You know, I want your amen to be resounding. I said no more. My voice should not be louder than yours. I said no more. And the presence of God was with Joseph, and Joseph prospered. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. You are not a Nigerian. You came into Nigeria and you are prospering. You are a Nigerian and you are somewhere in the Philippines and you are prospering. You are in Pakistan and you are prospering. You are in Rwanda and you are prospering. Not because you have strategy alone, but because of divine presence. And today, in the name of Jesus Christ, every spell around your business is broken. There are some of you, you understand what I'm talking about. You know what it means for a spell to come on your business. Some of you, you know what it means for a spell. When a spell is casted, you know what it means. God is telling you, wake up. Uncle Femi, you understand what I'm talking about? Wake up now. Go to that junction and say, Lord, I just want to rest. If only you went, you would have stood them at the gate. Because there is an eye that sees beyond your eye. That eye is the eye of the spirit. And today, whatever has been dug onto the ground, we take off our shoes and we touch the, we make contact with the earth, and we decree for your sake, your business is coming out. 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 I cannot hear your amen. Whatever has been dug into the earth with the name of your company attached, with the name of your allies attached, with the name of your partners attached, today we judge it. It is to this end I've called you to judge the pharaohs of your generation. Kill the Herod, that my people will receive their inheritance. Every pharaoh, give way now. Every Herod, bow now. Every pharaoh, give way now. Every Herod, bow now. Bow now. Bow now. In the name of Jesus. The wicked will hear my voice, and they will cringe out of their wicked places. They will come out. They will come out. The rod of the wicked will not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous dip his hand in iniquity. I speak to you today, the rod of the wicked, the rod of enchantment, the rod of declaration, the rod of controversy that has been released over any business you have, today is judged. I said today is judged. I cannot hear your amen, somebody. Today is judged. Let Reuben leave. Let your business leave. Help me say today, my business leaves. I cannot hear you. Today, my business leaves. He said, let Reuben leave and let him not die. In the name of Jesus, your business will be transgenerational. That amen is sick. That amen is sick. The business of Abraham was transgenerational. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Israel, David, Jesus is transgenerational. Then you have Jesus, you have Peter, you have Paul, then you have Austin. I said your business will be transgenerational. It will be transgenerational. The hand of the Lord is coming upon you in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord is coming upon you now in the name of Jesus. He traded by divine presence, wrought deals by divine presence. When he appeared before Pharaoh, I have my reasons why I'm not asking you to pray. I just want you to be saying amen. And if you know the meaning of amen, you will take it serious. You will know I'm not calling for your attention. Amen means what? It means what? So mean it when you say amen. And he went to Joseph, to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said, I heard you can interpret dreams. You will see the process, that the process is complete. At the time he stood before Joseph, before Pharaoh, everything about I had died. I heard you can interpret dreams. You know when he had the dreams, he said, my brethren, come, I had a dream. I had a dream. Somebody say I. Because of I, God took him through the process. He said it again. My brethren, Joseph had yet another dream. And he said, see, I had this dream that all of you, you know, the sun, the moon, bowed to me. But by the time the process was complete, when he stood before Pharaoh, he said, I heard you can interpret the dream. He said, interpretation is of the Lord. The dealing is complete. The process is complete. Now he knows that anything that comes to his life is unto the glory of God. So when he saw his brethren, he could not retaliate. He said to them, you meant it for evil, but God saw what was going to happen. So he sent me ahead to preserve a posterity. You see, there is a, some of you have been through processes. There is no need for you to remain in that process. For I, Daniel, understood by the books that the days of our bondage were to be 70 years old. And then I set my gaze to begin to seek the face of the Lord. I speak to you today. If you don't know and you are here, your days of bondage are over. I announce it to you. I said, I announce it to you. If you are not a witch, shout it louder. I announce it to you that your days of process are ended. The days of process are ended. Your days of process are ended. Your days of process are ended. Now enter into that gate. Now enter into that gate by divine presence. By divine presence. By divine presence. By divine presence. Nothing less than 100 of you will testify that this week there was a shift, that this season there was a shift, because you will deal by divine presence. You will deal by divine presence in the name of Jesus. Tiffany, it seems as though when you read that scripture in Genesis 39, you would have thought it was a fluke. That why will a man be in bondage and still prosper in the house of his master? So there was a strategy to bring him down. And the woman who was in the house, the first woman, the number one woman of that family, looked at this guy and said, "You are a handsome man. I need to have a piece of you. I can't let you go just like that. Come, sleep with me." And the young man refused. And she took his coat of many colors, another coat. And they took him to prison. When you take a man to prison, he's ostracized. When you take a man to prison, his possibilities are limited. Many businesses in prison. But hear the word of the Lord. While he was yet in prison, the Bible said, and the Lord favored him. Even in prison. Are there dead businesses here? By enchantment? By lies? Just the way Potiphar's wife did? Reacted and turned the story around. Are there people like that here? I told you an Indian man sent me away and said, "You are full of calamity." Are there people here like Joseph? Wrongly accused. Wrongly. Some of you, because your stepmother said, "Send me money," and you said, "I don't have," she opened a channel of wizardry. Some of you, they called your business back to the village, but no more. From the prison, you are rising. Somebody say, "I'm coming out of the prison door now." Scripture said, and the presence of God was with Joseph. Kai, there is a commodity that space cannot contain. It's called divine presence. Space couldn't contain that thing. They couldn't cage prison and cage the presence of God. Right in that prison, the presence of God was with Joseph. And the Bible said Joseph had favor such that even the prisoner, what is his name now? Is it the butler that you call him? Or what do you call that guy? Left everything to Joseph. Everything that he did, everything that he said was what the man was going to work with. I prophesy to you today. The tears of the spirit are rolling down my eyes. Everything I do here is prophetic. Your tears will be wiped out. Jesus will wipe away your tears. The Lord opened my eyes now as I speak, and I saw an exchange of a wristwatch. And anytime I see the exchange of a wristwatch, I know what it means. I know God is talking to me about a new season. Young lady, I've not met you before. You are red and yellow. Thus says the Lord, there is a change of guard over your family. There is an upgrade of season in your life. You will once see my hand. You will know that I am the Lord God Almighty. I have not come because you prayed. I have not come because you are faithful. I have come because I want to show you that I'm God. You. I want to show you that I'm the Lord God Almighty. And I want to show you that I can shift things. I have come not because you fasted, not because you prayed, but you know there are pressing matters, but you have not given attention to it. He said, but I, the Lord your God, I have come. And I saw your mother. I see your mother. There is a heritage that you have that you have despised. But I have come. I will not only restore, I will empower. I will not only empower, I will expose that which needs to be exposed. And I, the Lord, I will fight your battles in spite of your distractions. For I'm using this to call you back. And I'm releasing the mantle upon your mother. I'm releasing it on you, says the Lord. I'm releasing it on you. I see a baby girl by your side. I see a baby girl. Karo Sivai Tamai. Hayana Tosevenekilia. Sarania Tomai. Kabolon Difi. Manakwa, when I was shedding tears, it was because of you. Maradia Kolobonda. Ori Sanian Tabong. Labu Safalati. Kalia Tamo. Azandia Koma. For that girl will not go. Apore. Sinanda Kopo. Paradia Sala. For I will strengthen you. I see the Lord touching your womb again. There is strength coming. There is strength coming. There is strength. There is strength. There is strength. Oh my God. If you are here, you need to sit up a little. You need to stand up a little bit and pray in the Holy Ghost. I sense there's something here tonight. I just want you to pray in the Holy Ghost. Wherever you are, just pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. I tell you, spells are being dispelled right now. The Lord is... I Kalomon de Akalos. I see a young man from Ekiti State. Your second name is Paul. A young man from Ekiti. Your second name is Paul. Hamando Sopenia. Matekele de Akulus. Kiparina and Arakini. Akumi Antale. Zanatu Peredia Kando. Uncle Femi, I want to ask you a question. Do you have a friend that is in the hospitality industry? Think deep before you answer me. Think very deep. If you have a friend, any of the Femi, because it's an ask Femi, you have a friend who is in the hospitality industry, please think and let me know. Let me continue. Can you raise your hand before the Lord? Lord, you showed me company certificates. By the way, Apostle Arame is around. After my session, it will be his session. No, before he will come up, I will do what I'm doing now. We step down. Tony Richie will come up. Apostle will be the one to close the meeting. We are coming with a prophetic hammer. He will come with the apostolic. And when it's done, you will go home and rest. You will rest. You will rest where? Ede simi dada. You will rest where? Don't mind my Yoruba. I'm not Yoruba, but I'm married to one. If you know how I'm feeling inside, the spells are broken. Help me turn to your neighbor. Tell him, look. Deep ocean flows with majestic silence. You better discern God now. Deep ocean flows with majestic silence. You may not fall now. But be sensitive. As you live here, you will notice that doors are opening to you on their own accord. Doors are opening to you on their own accord. Let Reuben live. Let him not die. And I said to you, you will not die. For 3 years, I've not done anything with my business certificate because the Lord told me, shut it down and go into ministry. When this craftsman thing started, last week I was driving. He said, go and pack it now. Dust it. We are going back. We are coming. We are with me. I'm not a market person. My spiritual father, Apostle Larome, is in the building. So I want to let you know. He said, dust it and go back. And now I have better understanding. I have better handling. And I will engage. Help me tell your neighbor, will you engage? And so he was in the prison. He was in the prison. But the presence of God was with him. Should I ask you a question? Have you not seen gangsters ruling states from prison in Nigeria? Are you afraid? Have you not seen gangsters saying in primaries, this person must win from prison outside Nigeria? Have you not seen people that came out of prison and they became your senators? You don't understand this. And you have a superior personality inside of you. The Josephs are rising. Let me shout, let Reuben live and let him not die. Help me shout, let businesses live. Let businesses live and let businesses not die. What did he say in the book of Genesis chapter 49? He said concerning God, he said, God, a troop will overcome you. If they overcome you, have they not overcome you? Doesn't that mean that you are done? He said that you will overcome at the last. A troop overcame you, but don't worry. After craftsmen, you are overcoming. I said, after craftsmen, you are overcoming. Somebody shout, I am an overcomer. I cannot hear you. I cannot hear you. I say, shout that my business is overcoming now. God, a troop will overcome you, but you will overcome at the last. And in the name of Jesus, I announce to you, you are an overcomer. When I came up earlier, I said to you, from the woods to the boardroom, I want that to be somebody's slogan right now. From the woods to the boardroom. From the woods to the boardroom. You are coming out of the woods. You are going into the boardroom. And when you go into the boardroom, you will offer the wisdom of the kingdom. You will offer the wisdom of the kingdom. When Jesus spoke, they said, what kind of wisdom is this? Your business is empowered. I said, your business is empowered. You know when Yoruba say, agbesele, you know the meaning? You are not going anywhere. Like I did to my wife, moti gbesele. Show you. Agbesele, dada. She's not going anywhere. She's mine, I'm hers. The only option we have is that we are together. The only option we have is that we are together. The only option is three. Number one, it must work. Number two, it must work. Number three, it must work. And as you go into business, there are There is a principle to kill fear, and it's three. Number one, thou shall not fear. Number two, thou shall not fear. Number three, as you leave this place, the city gate will swing open. Yeah. The gates that open on their accord for you to enter, these start with you. The Bible said there are two leaf gates. Leaf gates. They open. And in the name of Jesus Christ, those two leaf gates will open for you. Yeah. The city of Lagos, the gates are opening for you. Yeah. You know, there is a man under the sound of my voice. You deal in textile, and the Lord has been dealing with you to branch out into Africa. You have been afraid. Now what he has said to you in the secret is saying to you in the public. He said, launch out into the deep now. Launch out. There is a danger he wants to save you from. Launch out now. You are into textile business. You are in the textile industry. And the Lord is saying that he wants you to move into Africa. You've had dreams about it. You have received confirmations about it. But fear of the unknown. There are two kinds of deliverance that happen in the day of Moses and in the day of Joshua. For Moses, he needed to stretch the rod. You are not called to stretch the rod. You are called like Joshua to step out. As you step towards Jordan and you step your foot at the belly of Jordan, Jordan will part. But for Moses, he will stretch. For you, the Lord said, you need to take that step now. You need to touch the African nation. And that nation is waiting to receive you. And in the name of Jesus, receive strength now. Every form of fear will silence you. Will silence you. Will silence you. In the name of Jesus. Aborted businesses before arrival. Now you are impregnated again. The Lord impregnates you again. 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 There is a young investment banker listening to me from the side of the United Kingdom. An investment banker. Now, Pastor Abe, I need you to check. As I'm speaking to you, you have written your resignation letter. But thus says the Lord, the season is not now. Wait. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Wait. I have opened that door. You can run as a staff of that bank and you can run the business. And I see 3.5 years in the spirit. And the Lord said, you still have 3.5 years more to go. He said, wait. For there is a parable I'm telling with your life. There is a parable I'm telling with your life. Let Reuben live. And let Reuben not die. As you leave this place, I want you to remember that you are not dying. Your businesses are not dying. Your businesses are not dying. I saw a woman and a husband. You sold your car to pay your rent. I have a word of knowledge on this, and I have a word from knowledge, I think, about this case. You have lost everything. The last strand of hope is gone. Thus saith the Lord Almighty. In the next 96 hours, I'm audacious. In the next 96 hours, you will see my hand. In the next 96 hours, you will see my hand. You will see my hand. You will see my hand. There is a man from the side of my left, which is your own right. I see heaven You live in somewhere here, and this person lives somewhere around Bodilon, the person I'm talking about. But you are in trouble. And Jesus, right now, the person I'm speaking about is a woman. Your husband is not in this place now. And your husband is in trouble. You can no longer bear the shame. God said, I should tell you, give me 30 days of your time, 1 hour every day. I will show you a sign on the seventh day. I will perfect it on the 21st day. By the 30th day, you will celebrate, says the Lord. You are here. You are here. You are here. Now, God is not telling us what the problem is. He's just giving you word of wisdom. Word of knowledge is informative, and word of wisdom is directive. He's giving you direction. Your husband is not here, but you are here. He said, give me 30 days, just 1 hour every day. You choose to do the 1 hour, maybe in the morning or midnight. But if I'm to teach you as an intercessor, I will tell you to go midnight. Stand with him in the ninth season. Many things will break. Many things will break, and there will be a sudden announcement and a sudden surge of heaven's restoration. Somebody cry, restore, restore. Come on, shout, restore, restore. Now, by the mercies of God, as you live here, you will experience the former and the latter rain at the same time. If you are the one I'm talking to, shout that amen louder. If you are the one I'm talking to, shout that amen louder. The Lord will restore you. The Lord will restore you. The Lord will give you the former rain and the latter rain in the name of Jesus. Your deals are coming back alive. That guy in hospitality industry that is somehow around you, the Lord God Almighty restores him now. The Lord restores him now in the name of Jesus. It is not over. It is not over. It is not over. It is not over. Your garment is renewed. 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 There is a woman in the overflow. You've got two boys and you are trusting God for a female child. In fact, you are disturbing your husband. Get me pregnant. Well, congratulations. Because the Lord has just answered you. You have two boys and you have been disturbing your husband. Your husband actually said, no more, no more. But thus says the Lord, I'm giving you a baby girl. So go and just cut this video, show him so that he will agree with you. The Lord is, in fact, I can tell you now, your first son is 12. And your other boy is 7. But suddenly you say, honey, I want a girl. Honey, I want a girl. I am the only woman here. Well, receive it now. I said, receive that girl now. This one is factory fitted. This one is I have it, is factory. It's follow come. You will have that girl in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you raise your hand and appreciate the name of the Lord? We have.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.